didn't prepare for this. I'm never prepared for this. That's supposed to be the point, right? Did you know that? Did you know I'm not allowed to prepare for these shows that I do? The 1-800-WEIRDOS show, whether I do it on Radio Free Brooklyn, where you're listening to me now, or on my long-running cable TV show on Manhattan Network Neighborhood, Channel 3, Spirit. Doesn't matter. The show is the same. It's the same show over and over again, even though it's totally different every time. And it's, just one of those shows where you're going to find out what's really going on. I'm going to just tell the truth for however much time. And at any moment, something shocking could happen. I mean, this is, the way my life has been today. Just shocking. Roller coaster ride. That's what my life has been today. The roller coaster ride. And this week is, a special week before next week, which is Christmas. And then the week after that, right after New Year's. So next week's show, which of course I've already recorded all the future shows, as you know. It's only the shows that you've already heard that I haven't heard. I don't know what shows I did after this one. I mean, that is to say, before this one, in your time frame, the shows I've done before this were the shows that I'm actually doing after this, from my point of view in time, because I'm moving backwards through time. So it's different that way, and I hope that you'll appreciate that, and I hope you'll forgive me for the fact that I only know what happened. Forgive me because I only know what happens in the future. I only know what happens in the future. To you, the past to me, it doesn't matter what you call it. If you're moving in different directions, then what seems like the past to you is still the future to me. I don't know what will have happened, but I can tell you what happens afterwards. the next time, and then the next time. And that's why you're here. Do you understand? I've told you before, this is a special message just for you. So I hope that you understand what's so interesting about this message.
Hi, Danny. This is Tesla.
Yeah. So that's what's interesting, is that it just happens. Stop doing that. It happened. It's driving me crazy. It happens over and over again. It happens and happens and happens. Goes on forever. And sometimes I recognize things, I start to get like the themes that you'll perceive as things that began to happen after a certain time, and for me, there are things that already happened that are going in the opposite direction. They're unhappening from my point of view. Shocking, isn't it? Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm sorry, I apologize. I really do. I know it's not really fair to you. I wouldn't consider it fair if I were you. There Once was a time, before a time, when everything was great, you know, just fantastic, no problem. Well, I wouldn't say no problem, of course, various problems, but essentially just perfect, just so perfect. A perfect time where nothing really ever was wrong. That is to say, you know, anything that was difficult to deal with was, you know, relatively easily dealt with, just making different kinds of choices. But then eventually, what you'll see will happen is the decay. I just can't even. And I took a big risk, you know, trying to fight the decay, to work against gravity, all that sort of miasma. It's just not possible anymore. And to think about how long time will go on. You know, 30 seconds can be a lifetime, depending on what's going on. And so for me, the feeling of time is just, it's just unbelievable. So, I don't know. I mean, basically, it's a decision that I have to make. And I try to make the right decision. But it's just, you know, it's just not always that easy. You know what I mean? It seems easy. It seemed easy. But then later it didn't seem easy anymore. Later it seemed impossible. Maybe it's not impossible. Not impossible. Possible. Is it possible? And I said, if it's not possible, I'm looking in the wrong place. Looking in the right place. Looking in the old face. Okay, so we're gonna attempt to get somebody to call in while we're actually live on the air. That's kind of the goal today. We'll see if that's even possible. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But I'm gonna give it a try. I'm really gonna try. I promised I would try. You know, so I'm gonna do what I can. By this point, you must have realized I'm insane, right? So, it shouldn't be a surprise to you. You know, you should have figured it out by now. But, it, you know, it just doesn't matter anymore. Did you get the number? I mean, I have the number, but I don't want to call. I want to get the call. I did get his number, but you know, I'm hoping maybe I can just, it's, you know, I want to be more open-minded and just kind of, how shall I say, organic is what I'm looking for, the organic approach. So there, that's that. Now, moving on. I needed to go on to a different subject. And that subject is very, very cold. So I didn't really want to bring it up. See, but now I got a problem. Hold on. It's a real problem. It's an actual problem. You know, I mean, the biggest problem you can imagine. The biggest problem you can even imagine. You can't even imagine how big this problem is. You know, I mean, it feels like a small problem to you, but to me, it spells doom. So I don't want to bum you guys out, you know, I don't want to make your life miserable. But that's the truth. It's like the worst, most awful. It just ruins everything, and I don't know, it's that time, you know, it's the time for shock, being shocked. That's really how it feels to me. So, I'm just hoping someone will call in and then we'll be able to live. You know, see, that's the dial tone. Just checking, you know how we are when you're desperate for a phone call. Just keep checking the phone to make sure it's working, you know. It's probably too late. I probably will never have another guest on this show ever again. It's a huge problem. It's shocking. I don't know what to do. I'm scared, you understand? I'm telling you, person to person, if you're listening right now, you're listening to the voice of someone who is very, very scared. I'm so scared. I've been scared for years. And I guess if I'm honest, right at this very moment, I guess I'm probably not really scared. Which is, you know, of significance that here I am talking to you, and really 13 minutes ago before I started the show, all I could think about was the fear. And then here I am doing the show and it seems fearless. You know what I mean? Fearless. It's amazing, and that was the point, you know. I thought, if I could just get past that fear, you know, that I'm being afraid. If I could just get past that somehow, that things would be okay and I'd work it out. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to just stay here in the present, even though the present lasts forever. You wouldn't believe how long the presents last. It's totally the present that I'm trying to maintain. But instead, I keep thinking about the future. And that's why I'm so scared. I'm scared. I'm so scared. But I think the point of doing this show is to get through it. because I know the next show that I do, the one that will be next for you, but that is to say the last show that I did, that's the one that plays just after Christmas time. And, of course, in the Christmas episode that you'll be hearing next week, but which is, in fact, last week for me, you're going to really enjoy that one. I think after that, of course, there's one that's just after New Year's as well. So, of course, you know, you don't have to see things backwards in time the way I do to assume what kinds of shows you're going to get for the Christmas and the New Year's show. And I hope I don't disappoint you. I don't want to disappoint you, but I'm afraid I will. I'll just inevitably disappoint you like I disappointed so many others who have come before you. I mean, I feel so awful. The problem is so huge. I turn to my best friends to get me to help with it. I just keep going, you know. So next week, the Christmas show, I don't talk about this so much, this problem, of course, because a week from now things are different. I mean, not just that it's after Christmas, but, you know, things are better in many ways, and I'm recording something else. It's that different kind of song that I sing. And that makes things better. So I hope you'll enjoy that next week. Also, I play some of the messages and attempt to get someone to call in live. But that's a lot like this week. I'm always attempting to get someone to call in live. And it just rarely works, you know. It never works. It's like I can't get people to call in at the right time because of the time difference between now in the future and you in the past. So when I have to tell someone to call like a week from when I want them to call, because that's last week to me, but it's next week to you. So if I tell you to call next week, and you do, then it becomes this week for me, I mean for the audience, because it's last week for you. So then you're on now. And I just, what can I say? I had a chance, and the big problems came along, and I blew it. I lost my cool. And it's shocking. It's just shocking. But what can you do about it? I just wanted to know why. Why would you think that about me? Why would you think that about me? That's what I don't understand. And I just don't even know where to begin, you know? Because it seemed I tried everything I could think of, and it just doesn't work out. And, you know, I don't even know where to begin now that everything is in such bad shape. So, it's beyond any kind of resolution at this point, I assume. At least it feels that way. It feels like it's beyond any kind of, you know, reasonable... Wow, you know what I mean? It just doesn't... It doesn't make sense to me anymore. That's how big the problem is. It's really one of those feelings that you get, you know? It's so strange, though. It doesn't make me understand how it could be that way. It just doesn't seem possible. But I understand certain things, you know, besides how problematic the problem is, it's still... Wow, that was really something. I really didn't expect it to get that bad. But, you know, now I think I have it under control to some extent. But I have no idea, you know. I don't know what my plan is, and... things changed, and now that even the plan that I was working on is useless. It's completely useless. So I don't even know what to do. I you know, I'm completely confused, and everything seems impossible. And like I say, I was really scared. Now it's not so much that I'm scared, but I know I'll be scared again later, you know, later, you know, after all of this, I'll start to be scared again. And you can pity me at that point. You can really pity me at that point. You can start to feel sorry for me. Because let me tell you, I know things are bad for all of us. We've all got our problems. But you don't understand. This kind of problem, it's an existential problem. I just don't even know. I mean, certainly before the end of this show, I'm not going to get over it. Maybe when I record the show next, which will be, you know, what you heard last week, I don't know what I'll have come to when I go backwards to see why all this happened and try and understand it week by week. But how, whatever it is, it's been, I can't believe it's just been going on all this time. You know, it just doesn't seem possible. You know, it seems impossible to me that what I see now is the future that you've been living through each week. It just doesn't seem possible. I mean, I would think by now I would have worked it out. So I think I'm going to go further back in time and then figure it out. You know, see what happens and then try and somehow send the message back to me in the past, since your past is my future. You'd think I can just, you know, go ahead and send you the message in the past in one of the shows, the original show. Probably if you listen to the first episode of the Radio Free Brooklyn shows, then you'll see where everything is for me and where it's going to be for you. So you'll know why everything is okay. I assume. I don't know what's...
Bye.
You know, I couldn't tell you for sure what you're going to experience.
What the heck are you doing?
you know, I don't really know. Yeah, I mean, I have some ideas, but I still don't get it, you know, I just don't get it. And I lost my chance. And that's what's most depressing about it. I lost my chance. I might get another chance. And I thought I was making the most of my chance. I really did. I don't understand how I lost my chance. It was right there in front of me. It seemed so tantalizing, and then it just went away. And I don't feel like I can point to a specific mistake I made. It seems like things just didn't go well for me. So, I don't know, maybe as you listen to last week's episode, or if you listen to the first episode of these broadcasts on Radio Free Brooklyn, maybe you'll understand how I got into this mess. And as I record the shows that, you know, will come next week for me, but last week for you, then I hope I'll be able to send you a message in the future, which is your past. So that's what I'm going to try and do. But the problem is, if it didn't get through this time, I don't see how it's going to get through the next time.
What the heck are you doing?
You know, I feel like if the message didn't get through already, by the time I'm making the show that I recorded last week for me, which is next week for you, things would have already been different. But I remember there was a show previous to that where things did seem quite a bit different. Well, I guess next week things... I mean, what appears to be next week to you is last week to me. I guess things seemed a little better then. So you'll be pleased to listen to that next week, post-Christmas, after it's the day after Christmas at 11:30 p.m., so I expect you'll have nothing better to do but to listen to me, because, you know, you'll be, like, at your family's place or whatever, and bored, and needing something really strange to happen to you. So please tune in next week, I mean, last week for me, next week for you. I hope I'm clear about that. I know it's terribly confusing. But so the after Christmas episode that I did last week, that's the one you'll hear next. And I hope you'll enjoy it. The Christmas songs that I sing and the little samples that I use and all that kind of miasma. But, you know, I'm running out of time, don't you understand? I'm at the end. It's the very end, and I mean, there's just only so much further I can go. You know, in 31 episodes, I will have reached the end, which is, it'll seem like the beginning to you, but to me, that's the end of the show. You understand? So we're getting closer to when I just started doing it. But what you heard at the beginning was the end. And so I wish you could tell me, if you could call in, you could tell me what happens in the future to me, which is the past to you. And it'll help me understand things. So please do tune in what will seem to be next week for you, after Christmas, the 26th at 11:30. And now you could stay tuned for the chill room. It's really fun. Okay, bye everybody.